Let's head back to the All-Pro Capital broadcast booth and join the voice of the Cougars, Greg Wrubell.
BYU football brought to you by Big O Tires. Go to BigOTires.com and make an appointment at one of 50 locally owned and operated Utah locations. Big O Tires, the team you trust. Baylor in its 123rd season of football. BYU this year celebrating 100 seasons of football. These two teams playing for a fifth time all time. The series tied at two. BYU playing for its first ever win in Waco. And the Cougs will take a 13-point lead to the fourth quarter at 34-21.
Got some offensive line changeup, and we've been talking about Bruce Mitchell taking over one of those guard spots. He graded extremely high when he had to replace Leosa and Maccasini last week, and in these some of these first snaps that he's been a part of, he's shown well, Greg. I've been really happy with what he's doing on the inside, so you've just got some offensive line changeup. Lapoeo did work his way back into this game, which is good, so this offensive line is key on this drive.
A wing tight and a wide receiver left, two wides to the right. Pokaiawahaunga is the back off the right hip of Jake Retzloff. Second and 10 at the Baylor 49. First play of the fourth quarter. Blitz from Retzloff's right. Throws to the blitz area to Haunga. Complete. 45-40. First down, BYU 35-yard line.
Great screen. Excellent screen. All the offensive line letting their defensive line beat them. At no point did they recognize screen and turn back. That's a wide open field off of a well-timed screen call by Aaron Roderick.
It sets BYU up at the 36. The clock is BYU's friend here in the fourth quarter. And it's never too early to start taking that play clock down with a two-score lead.
Right. Give your offensive line a chance to take a big, deep breath and recognize snap counts and get the play right.
You're counting possessions. A touchdown here. Massive for the Cougs. First and 10, the Baylor 36. Motion to the backfield. Jake takes the shotgun snap. Little sidestep by Pokai. And Haunga drags the tackler. He got a couple where it didn't look like a couple were there.
Yep.
And so second down and 8 for BYU.
Haunga's hit 1 yard deep into his backfield and kind of slides down his back. He gives a nice shimmy and shake, and he's able to get his right foot placed back down in the grass, forces real hard for that extra yardage. But you're right, that was nearly a tackle for a loss.
Ended up getting 3 on the mark, so 2nd and 7. Play, the game clock at 13:40. The play clock is at 12. BYU will shift with tight ends and bring Jake under center. Strength is right. Motion is Marion, right to left. Screen to Roberts. Double throw. Open is Tasse. Cannot make the catch. There was some contact down the field. Incomplete. It was there for Tasse, but he had to angle back in for the line of the throw. And Jake Retzloff is arguing there's contact down there. Tasse was contacted.
Didn't it look like he ran him off his mark?
He hip-checked him with the ball in the air.
Yeah, Devin Lemire, who's the safety, he kind of bumped him and ran him off of his route, which, you know, that's a pass interference right there.
It should have been. That was double throw to Roberts as he went for Tasse down the seam. And he was definitely contacted. Had to be P.I. And the clock stops. 3rd down and 7. BYU wanting a timeout or no? They're going to run the play. Just trips left. 3rd and 7 at the Baylor 33. Low snap. Retzloff. Did they get the timeout? I think the timeout was being called by BYU before the snap. I think they wanted it. That'll be their second of the half, right?
Yep, that'll be their second of the half.
Timeout, BYU.
All right, it's a hugely important play. Now, technically, if BYU's held to a field goal and they were to make it, it's a 16-point game at that point. Technically, only two scores with two-point conversions, but
it's tough.
That's why the touchdown feels so much bigger than a simple 3 points here. So it's 13-22 to play. BYU's up 13-34-21. It's a 3rd and 7 with the ball at the Baylor 33 after what could have been a pass interference call as Matava Tasse was hip-checked on his route with the ball in the air. It was minimal contact, but it was contact, and it took him off his line, like you said. They didn't get the call, and now it's time to make a 3rd down. And BYU on 3rd downs, 4 for 9 today.
One thing that I've really liked in these types of downs and distances is the quick slant to the far outside. Darius Lassiter in the slant, Chase Roberts in the slant. And don't be afraid to get a slant conversion for or a reception for a, you know, a 6-yard gain and leave you at 4th and 1, because Roderick's not afraid of 4th and 1, but maybe that quick slant, it's been so good, and Retzlaff throws it so well, and Chase Roberts runs it so difficult to defend. Take a look at it.
Marion, Lassiter, Hill to the left. Roberts, the lone wide out right. The tailback is Namahine. 13:22 on the clock, and they're going to make it 13:25. Jake Retzlaff right now is talking to Caleb Etienne, his left tackle, giving him instructions here before the snap.
He's also plugging his ear holes and continuing to take instruction into his helmet from his earpiece.
All right, here we go, third and seven. Ball near hash, BYU left to right. The hand clap from Jake. The give, Namahine. 1 yard up the middle, maybe two. Fourth and five. And here comes the field goal team. So they played it safe, and they're going to get under 13 minutes and look to make it a 16-point game. It stays a two-score game.
Still can't undo my belt, can I, Greg?
Nope. No, we're in for the long haul here, Hans.
I still got to leave my tie on and stay professional.
All right. It'll be a 49-yarder. You never want to take Will for granted, but he made from 54 with room to spare. This will be 49 from the right hash to make it a 16-point lead. The boot on its way. The back spinner is missed.
Wide right.
Stays 34-21.
Wide right.
So the only good that came out of that was time off the clock.
Well, the good that came out of the last couple of offensive possessions for Baylor is the press is hurting them. They've kind of figured out some defensive adjustments.
Timeout on the field. 12:39 to play. Baylor stays down 13, 34-21. The Cougs are, well, they're hanging on here at McLean Stadium on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
Enjoying the voice of the Cougars, Greg Rubel.
We've arrived at the money moment of the game for BYU. It's brought to you by All Pro Capital. Put your money to work with smart real estate investments. Visit allprocapital.com for more information. All Pro Capital, celebrating 15 years of creating wealth. This is the money moment. BYU, early in the fourth quarter, leading by 13, just missed a field goal. Defense back out on the field, and Baylor looking to stay in this ball game, trailing at 34-21, has the ball first and 10 at its own 32-yard line. Well, this season, the story's been the defense. Can they be the game winners today in Waco? We will find out over the next 12 minutes and 39 seconds. BYU has corners left, Bamba and Robinson. The corner right is Collins. The safeties are Satuala and Harper. A 3-3-5. A throw to the left flat complete to Bryson Washington. An easy 7-yard gain on first and 10.
Just a little dump off to the flats. And Glasker's there to make the tackle. But giving up too much on that first down leaves you in second and three or second and four.
I called it a 3-3-5, hands. It was a 4-2-5. They've been in a lot of 42 since losing Harrison Taggart.
Watch the deep ball right here.
Second and four. Gain of six. Quick fire, left flat, screen complete, and for a first down to Hal Presley. Squeeze past the line to gain, move the sticks. That should be a chain mover. They've not yet signaled first down. I thought it was first down easily. Now they do move the chain. So there you go. So two plays and a first down for Baylor. They're already near midfield, 42 now, their own 42-yard line. BYU's nursing, let's say, a 13-point lead. 11:45 to play. A quad set of receivers left, single wide right. They're empty. Pressure in a hold. They got to call a hold. They don't. Washington on a completion to the left flat for 5 yards. And there was a BYU defender rushing in on Robertson, clearly held, and the ref right there did not call it. It's a gain of six.
He's saying that he let go. He took his hands off him as he's trying to turn the corner. And that's such a fine line when an offensive tackle gets beat on the inside, where you call that hold and where you don't.
Bears are hurrying it up. Tight end and a wide receiver left, two wides to the right. Play fake, slant, catch, Presley, first down, 29-yard line of BYU. And the Cougs are getting picked apart a little bit right now here in the second half.
That's the second catch by Hal Presley that's been impressive. He had that one where he snagged it just off the turf. And this one, it's well beyond his grasp, and he's able to jump and snatch that thing out of the air.
That field goal missed moments ago, looming large. Twins to either side. Can Robertson make a mistake and help BYU out? Robertson will take off and throw complete to Gavin Yates, the fullback, on a first and 10, a gain of four to the 23. give him 6 to the 23 of BYU.
Four-man rush and way too much time. That's a 4.5 count. He sat back there for 4 seconds, 4.5 seconds.
BYU just subbed 7 in, 7 out on defense. There are some tired bodies out there right now. Late defender on, 2nd and 4, 10:19 to play. The lead slipping away from BYU here in Waco. Robertson moving out to the right, throws for the end zone, back shoulder, caught for the touchdown. Baylor makes it a one-score game. Josh Cameron has been the go-to guy for Baylor, and he brings the Bears back with a touchdown on the right side of the end zone. Still all kinds of time to go, 10:07. That was too easy for the Bears. Straight down the field. It's a new ball game.
Darian Alexander is trying to run with him, and he just kind of gets lost a little bit. Once the receiver gets past you and your back is to the quarterback and the ball is in the air, it's really difficult as a defender to figure out where that ball is in comparison to where your receiver is. And that's just really tough to defend that pass. Well placed, too, just outside of the pylon, so the receiver could move out to that ball in that reception.
They'll take a look at it, but that was such an easy drive. No third downs on the drive. Just bang, bang, bang.
I think his foot is in, but, Greg, we're getting another look at this really quick. And
okay, if he's in the air when he catches the ball, then he may be judged to be out of bounds.
He's got it.
But is the toe down?
I think.
They called it touchdown, so you need a lot to take it away. The question was his toe down with the ball in his hands because he elevated off that leap?
My initial take is that this is going to be
a tough one to take away.
This is a touchdown. If they do take that away, that would be, this fan base would go nuts. You know, you're going to get a little home cooking. You called it a touchdown on the field.
And even when he does land, he might have gotten the toe in on the tap even.
It was
so really, either way, but
really close on the tap. I think the tap would be out of bounds.
This has been a tale of two halves. BYU's first half, not much to complain about. Second half, not much to feel great about.
Well, that throw is extremely well placed. That's a great pass by Sawyer Robertson.
Well, he's been very good. Sawyer Robertson has had an exceptional day. He's out passing Jake Retzloff now in pass efficiency.
After further review, the ruling on the field stands.
Yeah.
Touchdown.
So it's touchdown 34-27, and now Baylor need not even think about a two-point conversion. If that field goal by Farron's good, they need two touchdowns and two two-pointers. They're going for two here. Instead, they go for one and keep it a one-score game. So BYU, a 31-14 lead at halftime, and they're about to be outscored 14-3 in the second half. And, again, we saw just a few games ago, the season ender in Stillwater last year. BYU had a 20-point lead at the break, went all the way away in the second half.
Got to find more
takes
pressure.
A lot to win a football game and hang on to even a big lead. PAT is up and good, and 34-28 is the score with 10:07 to play. BYU offense will get the football next.
Got to find more pressure, Greg. You got to be able to generate pressure.
Flag on the PAT. Let's just check this flag out first.
They're pointing at the kicking team, but they're walking over to Baylor's sideline.
It's up to the offense now. They've been kept out of the end zone here in the second half.
They're going to call it targeting?
I don't know what they're going to call down there.
I don't know. It looked like personal foul targeting is what they're looking at. But I don't know how that would be the case.
Well, the Cougars are losing bodies and
personal foul leverage. Defense number 94, the 15-yard penalty will be assessed on the kickoff.
Oh, jeez. So that leverage.
Explain that. We'll explain it when we come back from the timeout, Hans. 10:07 to play. We'll take a break. BYU's lead down to 6, 34-28 on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
Thank you.
You're listening to BYU Football on the new skin, BYU Sports Network. Here's Jason Shepherd with a scoreboard update.
Before the scoreboard, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
This is BYU Radio on KBYU FM HD2 Provo. You're listening to BYU Football on BYU Radio.
Kansas State is pulling away. They are putting it on Oklahoma State. It is 42-13 Wildcats over the Oklahoma State Cowboys. Back out to Waco for the end of this one. Let's rejoin the voice of the Cougars, Greg Wrubell.
Thank you, Shep. I think Utah broke the Cowboys. By the way, right before the break, we had a leverage foul. And the foul states that that no defensive player in an attempt to gain an advantage may step, jump, or stand on an opponent. That wasn't the problem, as, by the way, Baylor went onside and Paolo recovers at the 30. They use the 8-yardage try and go onside. It is a foul if a defensive player moves forward and tries to block a kick or a parent kick on a field goal or try by leaving their feet and leaping into the plane directly above the frame of a body of an opponent.
Yeah.
And that was what they called. They called leverage on John Nelson. It's also leverage if you use a teammate to propel yourself up in any way. Either way, that's what created the 15-yard foul and the kickoff coming from the 50 where it was. They tried onside and Paolo recovers. So not a lot of harm done for Baylor there as BYU starts at its own 30-yard line.
Very nice.
Okay, 34-28, new ball game here. 6-point game. BYU had a 21-0 lead to open this game, and 28-7. Retzloff.
Great pocket.
Back shoulder. Incomplete for Roberts. Lassiter, inside the Baylor 40, second down and 10, down the far sideline.
There's a flag, and it would be in a holding area. Okay.
BYU's now being outgained by Baylor today. 357 to 352, and much like what happened in Stillwater last year to end the year, this game turned at halftime. It just started going the other way early in the second half, and the Cougs haven't been able to bring momentum all the way back. Can they do so here? Massive set of downs, second and 10, 9:55 to go. It's a lead for BYU, 34-28. The spot, the BYU 31. They're in pistol. Nawahine behind Retzloff. The give to Nawahine. Loss on the play. Third and long coming up. Stacked up the middle. It's all Baylor right now. But fans are here, and there aren't too many for Baylor, are being heard from as the home team rallies.
Dave Aranda not buying that at all. He had his run defense called. That's a perfect Lion call. So you're slanting everybody off to their left, and you get in the backfield, and you make a big hit for a big loss.
Third down and 14. BYU's not converted a third and 11 or longer this year. Retzloff in the gun. Dumps off incomplete through the hands of Parker Kingston. Three and out. Well, everything Baylor right now.
Well, that's a random five-man rush. I bet, Greg, I've got five fingers on my left hand. I could use two of them or maybe three to count the times I've seen more than a four-man rush today. And they bring a five-man rush. And it's not that it hits Jake, but it's just enough that Jake recognizes it and drops it. And Parker Kingston is, he dropped. That's a drop. Parker Kingston should have caught that ball.
Maybe a little hurried, maybe a little high, but it's a play that could have gone for, if not a first down, close to it. Side winding punt will take a BYU bounce inside the Baylor 10. This really does help BYU out. Wow. All the way down to the 3-yard line of Baylor. Longest punt as a Cougar for Sam Vanderhaar, but that was Josh Cameron waving it off and then seeing it roll 25 yards off the bounce, and BYU got a break when they needed one most. It'll be Baylor facing a 97-yard field, 8:54 to go. They're down a touchdown. They need a touchdown here in Waco. They'll start a drive at their own 3-yard line after this on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
The Cougars play in the Big 12 on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
Cougar fans, Chick-fil-A's honey pepper pimento sandwich is back, and don't forget to try their brand new banana pudding milkshake. Chick-fil-A, eat more chicken. Well, BYU's in just win, baby, mode right now. The large lead is dipped to 6, 34-28, all Baylor after halftime, but on the benefit of a long punt, 70 yards from Sam Vanderhaar with a lot of roll. It's Baylor backed up to its 3-yard line. What a massive sequence for the BYU defense.
If we've ever given a skill man out to a punter, it'd be Vanderhaar with the fake and then that big punt to really tuck him back by their end zone.
Robertson's going to take the shotgun snap in his end zone. First and 10. A throw out of the end zone to the far side to who else? Josh Cameron.
Boy.
Cameron, 7 catches, 120-plus yards, 2 touchdowns.
Oh.
He had 142 in four games coming into today. He has nearly equaled his tally in one game. A hurry up and a hand middle for no gain, maybe a loss of one on the give to Washington. Blake Mangelson with the tackle. So it comes to this. If you can stop a third down and three, you give your offense a chance to make it a two-score game with about 7 minutes to go. It comes down to one play right here, right now, from the 10-yard line. Third down and three. Baylor is not in four-down territory. Baylor needs to make 3 yards.
Now they're taking Jacob Robinson and putting him over Josh Cameron.
Trips to the wide side, left side. Single wide right, Robertson gun. Vacates the back to empty. A swing pass complete to the 10, to the 12. Did he get to the 13? He is knocked down at the 12-and-a-half-yard line. Oh, my goodness. It's 4th and inches, and Baylor now may be in four-down territory because they are that close to the marker. They held him short by a football length, maybe a full yard. 4th and a yard. This could be the ball game. It is 4th and 1 at the Baylor 12. They need the 13. If they give it up here, they're giving points to BYU. 7:20 to go. Here we go. Robertson shotgun. Takes the snap. It's a handoff middle. It's a first down. It's a straight run up the middle for 3. And Baylor keeps its hopes alive. That was one play for maybe the ball game. 7:07 to go. A 4th and 1 inside your 15. And it was that previous play that got close that made them go for it on 4th.
You had all your
if it was 4th and longer than 1, maybe not. But on 4th and 1, they went for it. What a call and what a conversion. Twins left and right. Shotgun for Robertson. Washington right hip. 1st and 10 at the Baylor 15. Incomplete on the sideline. Caught by Presley, but he's out of bounds. Nice one-handed catch. The fans ooh and ah, but it's an incomplete pass. 2nd down and 10. 6:41 to go. 15-yard line of Baylor. The Cougars force a punt here, should they be able to, and score any kind of points. It's tough for the Bears. 6:41 to play in a 34-28 ball game.
They do a little rotation. They bring Logan Latui out at the defensive end. So now you've got Logan Latui rushing off the edge. See if you can get a little bit of pressure.
Robertson gun. Again, twins left and right. They vacate to empty. The strength is right. The throw is on the slant. Complete first down. Ashton Hawkins, 25-yard line, move the sticks. 2 first downs on a drive that began back at the Baylor 3. And Baylor is just gashing BYU right now. Nearly 400 yards of offense. The majority coming after halftime. And BYU stop the bleeding at some point. 26-yard line of Baylor, still a ton of space to play. 6:15 on the clock. 34-28 Cougs. It's a 1st and 10. Chest high snap. Robertson looks immediately right. Now pressure. Is he going down? He throws on the sack. If they don't call it a sack, he's thrown the football before he could be dropped by John Talmaipeau. But where was the football relative to grounding?
He
released it. That could be grounding. Was he out of the pocket?
No, he was not. That one, no.
There it is. That's the grounding. Flag comes for grounding. Okay, he was not outside the tackle box.
Intentional grounding.
Yes.
Offense number 13. Busted down the spot of the foul. Brings up 2nd down.
That was grounding from the jump. That's a great job by getting the pressure right up the middle. And you see Sawyer is trying to avoid it. But at no point does he break the box.
And not only that, but it's at the spot.
With the loss of the down.
The loss of the down. Yeah. And now it's back to the 12-yard line. The line to gain is the 36. Yep. 2nd and 24.
Pure murder.
2nd and 24 on the intentional grounding. Robertson gun. Takes the snap chest high. Steps up in the pocket. Goes deep down the middle. It is incomplete. Too far for Monterey Baldwin. 3rd down and 20+.
Baldwin found his way through the zone. That was full zone across the board from sideline to sideline. And Monterey finds his way through the zone. He's actually beyond the last line of defense, the single high safety. And it's just a yard over the top of his head.
This is the first time BYU's defended a 3rd and 20+, more than 21 this season. It's 3rd and 24 from the Baylor 12. Sawyer Robertson receives a shotgun snap, helmet high, dancing in the pocket. On the seam, it is incomplete. Incomplete, lots of Cougars in the neighborhood. Wakely among them on the intended intermediate throw for Hawkins. And now Baylor will punt it away. So BYU has 5:46 on the clock. A score to make it a two-score game might just do it. BYU needs some kind of movement of the football, some kind of drive, and some kind of points. Palmer Williams to punt it away. Parker's got to be clean on the punt handle here. Clean on the return. He awaits at his 38-yard line. The BYU fans are being heard here at McLean Stadium. 34-28 Cougs. Fourth and 24. A punt away by Palmer Williams. And he hammers it high and deep. Shielding his eyes, Kingston makes a clean catch. Doesn't call fair. Steps through one tackle. Has to hang on. They gang tackle him after almost no return. That was a lot of bodies banging into Parker Kingston. With nowhere to go.
Okay, so Parker is going to field this punt. And he actually throws his hands up to shield his eyes so that he can catch it while it's up in the sun. Because, you know, as a punter, you're like, yeah, I'm going to put it right where the sun's marked. So he knocks it up into the sun. Parker spots it, comes down with it, avoids three or four guys, but eventually, as Greg mentioned, the entire gang shows up there.
Today's game brought to you by Siegfried & Jensen. Siegfried & Jensen helping Utah families for over 30 years. Learn more at SiegfriedandJensen.com. Here we go. 5:32 to go. BYU football back on offense. First and 10. The Cougar 38. Drive of the game for the Cougs right here, right now. Trips right. Single wide left. Option to the right. Keeper by Retzloff and dives through a small hole for a gain of 5. That's a good run by Jake. Trevin Ma'ai, the tackle of Retzloff. Can Jake pick it up here in the second half? Dipped a little bit with his play after halftime. He's still 17 for 30 for 216, two touchdowns and a pick. Pass efficiency rating 132.5. Robertson's at 142.5. You're just hanging on however they come. You're just trying to find a W. Your first Big 12 away win ever. 5 minutes even to play. The play clock is down to 10. The snap, the toss left to Nawahine. Does not get the first down. Ran left, got upended. It's now down to a third down and 2. And that play clock was at 10 when the ball was snapped. They could go later in the clock.
Yep, they could push it more.
It's a massive third and 2.
Yeah.
This is a third and 2 at the BYU 46-yard line, leading by 6.
I'm telling you,
34-28. You get a first down here, it's another 2 minutes.
Quick slants, they're there. I don't know if Baylor's been able to defend the quick slant off Chase Roberts or off of Darius Lassiter yet today.
46-yard line of BYU. Roberts is the lone receiver left. He looks to the sideline with his hands up raised. Does he know the call? Third and 2, BYU. And the play just barely gets off. A deflected ball, an interception. By the defensive lineman, a lateral.
He tried to lateral it.
He did lateral it. And Baylor football at the 45-yard line.
He lateraled that. And that was nearly fumbled.
Alinus Noel III came up with the interception on the batted ball. He lateraled it to the linebacker Thomas, who was tackled. He almost lost the football.
Is an interception with a backward pass. Baylor first down.
Matt Jones is the backer who actually bats that ball up into the air to give Alinus Noel the opportunity to come down with it. And now you get a momentum grab for Baylor. You said it just before the last defensive stand. This is in the defense's hands. This is what buttered their bread to this point.
4:01 to play. And again, the defense can win the game for BYU. It's a 6-point lead. Baylor is a touchdown from leading in a game they appeared almost out of early. But it's been a tale of two halves.
Well, Jay Hill is not complacent. He does not like to sit back and let people impose their will. My guess is Jay's going to be creative. And that does leave you susceptible to maybe a big shot or big hit, but you should keep things aggressive.
Third down and 2. And a batted ball turns into a pick, turns into Baylor possession. The Bears a chance to go ahead, if not win this game. Hand off middle to Washington. Batty wraps him up, will not let him go anywhere. No gain on the play. 3:50 and the clock is rolling. All BYU has to do is keep Baylor out of the end zone.
This defense has been so solid and so sound in gap responsibilities. That's just Batty. Batty is now racked up. I don't know how many tackles he has on the day, but he came into this with 14 tackles. He's been so good in his run support and his run decisions.
Three solo stops today. Twins left and right. Second down 9. They gave Washington 1. Quarterback draw for Robertson. Not much there. He gets another yard. Third down and eight. Baylor in four down territory on BYU side of the field at the 43-yard line. Need to get to the 35. They have two downs to get 8 yards. The clock is down to 3:10 and rolling. BYU's task is as clear as it comes.
Going to bring in an extra backer. They're running Mangelson off and bringing Ice Moa on.
Robertson gun again. Two receiving options to either side. Washington's the tailback right hip. BYU showing a 3-3-5. BYU blitzes from the right. The look is left. The throw is middle complete. Ashton Hawkins first down, 27-yard line. Baylor, after heartbreak in Boulder, is looking for a stunning comeback here in Waco. BYU player down on his back. It's Isaiah Glasker. And a BYU team that has dealt with injuries here and there, but nothing too significant, has now seen its two of its three best linebackers go down in this game, starting center go down in this game. It's been rough in a lot of ways since taking a 21-0 lead. It's been a whole different ball game since the lead got to 28-7. And now it's 34-28, and Baylor's sitting at first down at the BYU 28-yard line. Another third down conversion for the Bears.
Glasker was in coverage right there, and he's just running along in that route, and he's trying to keep pace with Ashton Hawkins. And I can't tell why he ended up going down, but he is up on his feet and he is walking off by himself. No limp, doesn't show any signs of real pain.
Who will make the play if it's to be made on the BYU defense? What do the 1984 BYU Cougars and Hotel Park City have in common? Both voted number one. Hotel Park City voted number one. Hotel, steak, spa, and lunch in Park City's best awards. You've got one of the best in your own backyard. So book your Hotel Park City stay today.
I want to point this out. BYU early in this half has used two of their timeouts, so only one timeout left.
Robertson awaits a shotgun snap on a first and 10 from the BYU 28-yard line. Josh Cameron's been the go-to guy all day. He's wide right. Strength is right. Sprint out to the right. Pressure in the face of Robertson, who throws it away into the BYU team area. Jacob Robinson was the pressure man, and now second and 10, 2:25 to play.
Look how aggressive Jay Hill is staying, you know, bringing six and making sure his corners are getting involved in the blitz and his outside linebackers are getting involved in the blitz. That's a really nice drawn up pressure to just keep Sawyer Robinson guessing. Nobody can really settle in because they don't know what Jay's going to do.
2 second half interceptions thrown by BYU have kept Baylor in the game. Trips left, single wide, Cameron to the right. Second and 10 at the BYU 28. Motion man Yates. Hand off middle. Washington gets to the 25 where he's stacked up. It's a gain of 3. Third down and 8. Third and 7. They gave him a full 3 on that. So third and 7. Clock rolling to 2 minutes here. Baylor has all three timeouts left. BYU a single one, as Hans noted. Baylor has two plays to find 7 yards. BYU has two plays to keep Baylor from making them.
2 minute timeout coming.
Here it is. 2 minute timeout has arrived.
This is the 2 minute timeout.
Wow. Third down and 7. We're down to only a few snaps of the ball.
Hey, if you ask me who's better, BYU's defense is a better ball team than Baylor's offense.
We'll find out what the Cougar D can do with the Bears approaching the red zone in the final 2 minutes after this on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
You're listening to BYU Football on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
Baylor has lost 9 consecutive games to ranked teams. BYU's lost 10 consecutive games in the daytime. Which of these streaks, if either, will end today? BYU leading at 34-28, but this lead is slipping away. Baylor now a 3rd and 7 at the BYU 25-yard line. Two plays to gain 7 yards for the Bears. 2 minutes on the clock. And Sawyer Robertson, the Baylor quarterback, the 6'4", 220-pound redshirt junior, awaits the center snap. Twins either side. BYU shows 3 on the line. They bring 3. Robertson dancing on his tiptoes. Oh, it's almost picked off, and it should have been. Oh, no! Jack Kelly had it in his hands. It'll come down to 4th down. They threw it right to Jack Kelly.
Jack
couldn't squeeze it. Oh, he had it right at the face mask. And a fastball from Robertson. Jack just couldn't squeeze it. So No harm done if you can stop fourth and seven. 1:54 to play. Here it comes. Fourth down and seven at the BYU 25. Robertson gun. Again, twins left and right. He claps the hands, receives the chest high snap. Goes far sideline. It is incomplete and no flags on the play. Too far wide for the intended receiver, Ashton Hawkins. Jacob Robinson in coverage, and the Cougars hold and get the ball back. Yes, Baylor can stop it three times, but there's 1:47 on the clock, and BYU's offense will have the football.
Understand that this is man press across the board. What have we been seeing on third and fourth downs from BYU's defense? We've been seeing zone. So you change it up. You put Jacob Robinson on one of their most valuable targets, and Jacob presses, and he's right there to make sure that that thing is contested to where Sawyer Robinson has to throw it to the outside. Otherwise, Jacob Robinson is there to bat it down. That is great press defense across the board by these DBs.
50 on the game clock.
So 1:50, they've added 3 seconds. BYU may be a first down away from winning this ball game. Baylor can stop it three times. So BYU is going to play conservative. You think they would. Just run, run, run. It'll be run, timeout, run, timeout, run, timeout. But if you can make chain movers on the ground,
let
you win the football
use his
game
feet a little bit too.
They're in pistol. Namahine behind Retzloff. Oh, low snap. A turn and give to Enoch, and he gets a couple, three, four, five. Good run. Good run, Enoch Namahine. Not much was there, and there comes the first timeout.
It's just right downhill. That snap was off center.
Flag at the end of all of that. There was a scuffle, and who's it on? It's been a clean game. Three penalties, BYU, five for Baylor. And after that play, a flag gets thrown out of the scrum.
BYU's
backing
up.
Jake Retzloff is very upset.
Yep.
Is he upset because it's on BYU?
Yes. Yeah, that's what it's looking like.
And the Cougs had a five-yard, and the clock will stop on the penalty. Well, the clock stopped on the timeout, pardon me, but now they'll march off the penalty.
Let's hope it's offsetting. Let's hope both individuals were involved.
Let's see. Just one flag on the play. Let's see what they call. Kevin Mars, the referee, will make the decision and the adjudication public. He's conversing with the Baylor coaches now, too, so that's not a good sign.
There was something said.
And Jake Retzloff was incensed. Like, what are we doing here?
Yeah.
After the play was over, unsportsmanlike conduct. Offense. 15, half the distance to the goal.
Oh.
Third down.
Third.
It should not be third down.
No, second. Third. It should be second.
Well, it's a dead ball penalty, so it'll be second, but it's not third down.
No. He just misspoke. It's going to be second.
Well, Kalani's making sure they get their downs clarified.
Second down.
Yeah.
Yeah. But a loss of yardage. And the 15-yard line, the spot. Now it's second and 20.
So you mentioned Jake. He's barking, and he was barking at one of his offensive linemen. I could say the name, but the thing is, I don't know if it was directed right at that offensive lineman. But
well, that's
somebody said something up front.
From second and five to second and 20. On a dead ball, unsportsmanlike, with the game on the line. And you're not wanting to throw the ball for a lot of reasons right now, but now you're looking at giving the ball back to Baylor.
Yeah, exactly, because they still have all three timeouts.
They should have two. They didn't keep it off the scoreboard. That was a timeout called by Baylor.
That unsportsmanlike conduct foul caused the clock to stop.
Yeah.
It does require a 10-second runoff. Baylor has declined that runoff.
Well, that's a good point. They didn't need to use their timeout.
Yeah, so
they didn't need to use the timeout. So
it stays.
That's the worst possible play in so many ways.
I can't even tell you.
It caused the clock to stop on a dead ball,
and that's off of stupidity. Let's just say it like it is.
Well, BYU better hang on to win this game.
Yes,
you better hang on to win it, because if you lose off something like that,
for his sake, whoever that was, you got to make sure you win this game for him.
And you could also bust a run here and do something special. Second and 20, 1:43 to go. They don't use a single timeout to get to this position too. So Baylor's offense is looking like they're going to get the ball back without something special from BYU. Second and 20. Do they have something special in them? They have through four games to get to 4-0. Pistol. Snap Jake. Straight give middle. Nothing. Timeout Baylor.
Yep. that was going to be piled up no matter
the way
what.
It looks right now, they'll do another run, another timeout, and Baylor will get the football with a timeout and about
timeout,
90
Baylor,
seconds to play.
Third That's it. Charge, timeout of the half.
Yep. You're second and five. Second and five. You're so close to moving the sticks and winning the football game.
And this isn't it's not a procedural penalty. This isn't an in-play penalty.
Correction, it's the first Baylor timeout.
This is a post-whistle somebody doing something extracurricular penalty that takes you half the distance of the goal, puts a timeout back on the board,
yeah.
And still, but it forces you to be conservative because you yep. don't want to throw and not and then yep. stop the clock and. It was just
the worst possible play for that situation.
Worst possible penalty in that moment. And I don't know specifically who it is. Now, we saw who Jake Retzlaff was yelling at. We saw who.
Regardless, it is something that has changed the complexion of the final 2 minutes.
And I'd like to say I've never been responsible for something like that, Greg, but you've called enough of my games and you've seen me play enough that I did stupid things in those moments.
Well,
lose track of yourself in those moments.
Fair enough. It will all be by the wayside if the Cougars can
hold on,
cleanly punt away and hold on defense again, as it appears that will be the situation. Third down and 19. And the only thing that will help BYU right now is a sudden break of a run, you would think. Middle run for 3-4 yards. Timeout, Baylor. They'll have 90 seconds. There it is. We're going to get the ball back with decent field position and 90 seconds and a timeout.
And one timeout.
Timeout, Baylor.
They BYU, would not have had the timeout.
BYU was so close to almost putting the game away. The first down run was 5 yards.
Yeah,
second and five.
And you're sitting real pretty because now it gives you options. You can hit it on the outside. I would have called a speed option or a zone read option or something where I'm letting Jake Retzlaff make a decision. But instead, you're backing up half the distance of the goal.
Wow.
And now 90 seconds with a timeout.
Moments ago, Baylor missing on a fourth down. And all BYU had to do was make a first down or two to win the game. And that first down was 5 yards away with two plays
yep.
until the unsportsmanlike conduct penalty that made it second and 20. And at that point, the clock was stopped. No timeout. Now Baylor gets the one timeout left for their final drive. And they will get a final drive. And now Sam Vanderhaar has to handle clean, punt away as hard as he can. And we'll see what Josh Cameron does with it on the other end. And it'll still be up to the BYU defense to again win this game for BYU. Baylor needs a touchdown. 34-28, 1:32 to go on the clock. It was that close to sealing. And now BYU's dealing with another Baylor possession. Let's see what happens on the punt from Vanderhaar. No pressure. Wobbler. Fair catch. 40-yard line. Give him the 39. Here it is. A 61-yard field. And 1:24 on the clock. The only thing that works for Baylor is end zone.
Well,
they've got one timeout and 1:24 on the clock, and the BYU defense will have to again win a game for the Cougs.
Okay, so I'm circling two guys. I'm watching Josh Cameron, number 34, and Hal Presley, number 16.
And I want to throw Ashton Hawkins into that, number 6. They've looked at him a lot today, too.
They have, but those two, 34 and 16, I'm taking Jacob Robinson, and I'm taking Bamba, and I'm going to press on their best receivers. I'm going to keep two deep, and that's what Jay Hill's setting up for.
All right, BYUD, it's up to you. Three down linemen. They're going to bring three, drop eight. Incomplete on the crosser, deep crosser to Presley, second and 10. That ball seemed to be in there a long time. Ice Moa was on coverage of Presley, second down and 10. Clock stops at 1:19. Baylor has 79 seconds and one timeout to go 61 yards.
Sawyer's arm looks a little bit slow. That delivery looks a little bit slow.
Second and 10 at the Baylor 39. Ball directly between the hash marks. Again, three wide defensive linemen. Again, a drop eight. A throw high. It's caught! Just shy of midfield, a throw down by Ice Moa. The clock stays running. The catch made by Baldwin, but not for a first down. He got eight, maybe nine. And what do we have? A flag.
Holding. Offense,
wow.
Number 69. 10-yard penalty. Repeat second down.
Second down, 20. 1:07 on the clock.
Clock operator, please reset the game clock to 1:11.
They add time. They take yards. And now it's a 71-yard field for Baylor in 71 seconds.
I believe that's Logan Latui that forced the hold. I'm not 1,000% positive, but Oh, no, that was Tyler Batty that forced the hold. He hit an overarm swim, and he was drugged down.
Second and 20. Clock rolling. Hand clap by Robertson. Chest high snap. Lobs it down the near side. It's in the air a long time. Picked off! That'll be the ball game. Crew Wakely seals the deal for BYU.
BYU.
That will do it.
Crew Wakely is going to be sitting in the back. He's one of the two high safeties, and he's going to move over. He's going to see that ball leave the quarterback's hand. He's going to follow the eyes. He's going to follow the release, and he's going to track this ball and pull it down out of the air. And in this game, somebody needs to go give Crew Wakely a big hug because the defense shows up again to finish another one, Greg.
Baylor can call a timeout, but it really doesn't matter because BYU can kneel it out after that. BYU is going to win this one. They're going to win a day game. They're going to win their first Big 12 away game. They're going to head into the bye week at 5-0.
And they're doing it with their defense, which has been impressive all season long.
Very appropriate.
And that's exactly who you had to call on to finish this thing. And you finish it in grand fashion with an interception.
Retzloff takes a knee. 55 seconds. The clock is rolling. Baylor will not stop it because there's no need. BYU will take one more snap, and this one is done. BYU will win it by a final score of 34-28.
We do need to note Tyler Batty on both those possessions. One, he draws the hold. Two, on that second rush right there, he gets in, splits the double, and nearly gets the pressure again.
Here's the final kneel down. Jake takes the snap, takes the knee. BYU takes the win. The Cougs break into the Big 12 away win column for the first time. It's a sunshine celebration here in Waco, Texas. BYU wins it by a score of 34-28. The Cougs are 5-0 going into the bye week.
They do it without Connor Pay. They do it without Harrison Taggart. They do it without two or three other starters. They come into this stadium when Baylor got shook up by Colorado and figured things out after the first half, and they're able to settle things down and get this win.
Without a second-half touchdown, without a fourth-quarter point, BYU found a way to win it today. Baylor outgained BYU. Baylor did not outscore BYU. The Cougs are victorious. Now 2-0 in the Big 12. They'll take a well-needed rest next weekend.
Yeah, they got a lot of time.
And then it's back-to-back home games.
Just to mention this, because I think that this is important for people. It's definitely important to me. Harrison Taggart left with a hand or wrist. Connor Pay left with a foot or ankle. You know, it was nothing like overly significant where you're like, ooh, that looked really bad. So this bye week is so perfect, really coming off of a difficult stretch. SMU, Kansas State, and Baylor, three tough teams. And remember, that's big road wins against SMU and now Baylor.
Postgame coverage begins after this. BYU wins at 34-28 on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
Let's head back to the All-Pro Capital broadcast booth and join the voice of the Cougars, Greg Grubel.
All right, BYU wins a game in the daytime. Good to say that. It had been a while since BYU'd won a matinee game. I think you're going back to Washington State in 2021, maybe? Sound about right? Been a lot of games in the daytime that hadn't gone BYU's way, but this one certainly does. Crew Wakely helping to seal the deal. He has his first career sack in this game, and he ends up with the interception that locks it down here in the closing seconds. His second career INT, and BYU's victorious by a score of 34-28. And again, they all count the same. Sometimes it doesn't matter how you got there, BYU got there.
Yeah, because there's no asterisk by your 5-0 as you're going into the bye week. It's not like, oh, yeah, they're 5-0, but it was close. It doesn't matter. This is a really tough road environment. It's a tough road game coming into Waco and getting that win. And as we've mentioned now multiple times, getting your first Big 12 in-conference road win is a huge statement.
They were really mindful of that.
Well, okay, this is my experience in my, 38 years of football experience. When you have a good defense, defense wins road games. And this defense is unique. I've talked about it all week. I've been on three or four different shows talking about this defense can absolutely carry the weight of a team. It can. And you saw it with the John Nelson tip that ended up with a Blake Mangelson interception that ended up in seven quick points from the offense. It can, because you see the interception by Wakely to seal this game. It can, because you see the pressures by Jack Kelly or the pressure by Tyler Batty to force that holding call that puts them into a second and long, making them have to fire that thing down the field. So when you've got a good defense, Greg, you can win road games. That's the difference here with this BYU football team. It's their defense.
Let's give you some stats from this game before we break and come back for the postgame honorees. And by the way, the last daytime win was in Pullman almost three calendar years ago. Saturday, October 23rd, 2021, BYU won 21-19. That was the last matinee win for BYU. So we're glad to get, put that one away, tuck it away, and say that got taken care of, and then just go start winning some football games. All right, final stats here for you. BYU outgained 387 to 367, 324 passing for Baylor to BYU's 216. The rush went to BYU. Good number here. 151 on the ground to 63 for Baylor. First downs, BYU was out first down to 21-20. BYU 4 of 13 on third downs. They were 3 for 3, so they won 1 for their last 10. They were just hanging on. Baylor went only 3 for 13, so BYU was good on third down defensively. Baylor was going for it a lot on fourth downs, 4 for 7. BYU 1 for 1. That now makes BYU, what, 10 for 12 on the year on fourth downs?
10 for 12.
Yep.
Highly efficient.
Total plays, BYU outsnapped 76 to 69. The Cougars had more yards per play, however, 5.3 to 5.1. Red zone, both teams 3 for 3 inside the 20. The Cougs outpossess Baylor 31 minutes to 29. Both teams even on turnovers at 2 and 2, an even margin there. BYU had 3 sacks of Sawyer Robertson, and Jake Retzloff was not sacked on the day. So
hey,
under Kalani Sitake, when BYU does not allow a sack, 24 and 4.
Okay.
And they're doing it with a bunch of rotating linemen today due to injury and otherwise.
Not only the rotating linemen, but this is a defense that had 8 sacks
and
last
Holder,
week.
Yes, that 12 on the year.
8 sacks last week against Shador Sanderson in that Colorado team. Now, Shador takes a little bit longer to throw the ball, but 8? And they missed another 3 or 4 that I saw when I watched that game back. So this is a team that knows how to pressure. Hey, huge round of applause to that offensive line. Bruce Mitchell, who comes in cold, probably not expecting to be in this game because Leusa and Maccasini are available. But all of a sudden, Bruce is thrown back into this game. And big props to Maccasini for moving to the center spot and holding it down. And Leusa, who had to probably take 50-some-odd snaps today. Like, that is impressive by this offensive line to lose Connor Pay and Waylon Lapuao for a minute.
Time, yep.
And be able to come back. Now, it was one of the offensive linemen that got that 15-yarder. I hope that they find Crew Wakely and they just say, hey, look, let bygones be bygones, huh? Thank you for sealing this victory so I don't have to feel overly terrible about what just happened.
And shout out to stats intern Winston Platt today, who notes that BYU's already equaled last season's win total and last season's Big 12 win total. And BYU now goes to 5-0 against the spread this year, too. Every week, the odds makers have just gotten BYU wrong, as it turned out. And so the Cougs win it, and win, well, they win a few things today. A few different categories. 34-28, your final. Cougars win it. We're back with postgame honorees and a whole bunch of postgame conversations after this on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.